This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Thanks for staying with me. Eric Hallaby, The Real Side with Joe Messina. Hey, I love live radio. It talks about your family, your friends. This is what we get into. Listen, in the world of financial services, that's what I do. I'm a financial guy here in Los Angeles. But, when I think about it, it's a long time. 23 years in that business. 10 years before that, 10 years, 7 months, and 3 days, Los Angeles police officer. Worked the streets, the kind of the sad part, right, was way back when they didn't have the internet, so you could stay anonymous if you put bad guys in jail. Now they come out and you're like, oh, hey, how about that? I didn't mean it completely, totally. So today, 20-something years later, listen, in the financial world, it's different, but 15 years now, coming up on 16, actually, 15-plus years on the radio, my job has been to help teach, educate, enlighten, and work through this process of understanding why you guys are not doing more to protect this country. Oh, Arif, what do you mean? I don't mean protect like everybody get to the border with a pitchfork. No, what I'm talking about the ideals. So you understand if you were born and raised in Algeria and you move to France, because you have the right to do so, you move to France, and you speak French, you're not French. You can never be French. You can become a French citizen. You might already be one because Algeria has a special relationship. Boom. And you're not French. But come to the United States with an accent, with a different color, with a different background, with a different name, with a different religion. It doesn't matter. And you can call yourself an American. And nobody blinks. Nobody thinks twice. You can become a citizen and say that you're a citizen of the United States of America, and nobody blinks. For four generations, your family could be in France. You could have been in French Polynesia, and you're not French. You don't look like them. You don't talk like them. It doesn't matter. The United States is a set of ideas. That's why the power over the ideas in that place that we talked in the first hour, which is the educational institution, where there's this monolithic thinking, right? They still see everybody by color, by creed. They still see everybody by their sexual orientation. That's how you are viewed. You are not an individual. You are belonging to a group that, of course, has been aggrieved by somebody somewhere. Somebody said something. The president looked at you. The government thought about you. They passed a law about you. Everything is about you. Right? When did your world come to be where you can sit around and say, I am finally an American? When did that happen? Because you understand that your opportunity for success in this country, right? How does your birth, it doesn't give you a guarantee of success. I talk about this, and listen, I know it's going to offend some of you and not offend others. So that means the variable in the story is you. Because if you run around worrying about, did I offend you? Sorry about offending you. Did I offend you? I didn't mean to offend you. I don't mean to offend you. You understand that if one person is offended, and 10 are not, or if 10 are offended and one is not, the variable in the story is the one, if I don't change, I don't mean rude. Rude is rude. I don't mean impolite. That's impolite. But if somebody is offended, you realize in that story, the offended person, it's their problem. Right? It's their problem. When you are offended, you have to figure out how to deal with that. Oh, I'm not going to talk with that person. I'm not going to go to that store. I'm not going to visit that. That's your problem. I'm not going to spend my money there. Got it. I get it. That's what you should do. That's what it's about. Right? Your family should teach you how to, they say, get some thick skin. Well, then you should be subject to being abused. Good news. You can quit your job. Remember we talked about the education system? Simple enough. Just go, how do I start my own business? Send. Right? That's all you got to do. And, oh, that's how I do it. How do I get a job? How do I work? How do I create? How do I go back to school? How do I go to school for free? You can learn about anything, about any time now for free. If you think that the government, the city, county, state, humanity owes you anything, no. Nice try. Thanks. Right? If you have good work ethic, a little bit of luck, you don't give up, you can work your way out of the hood, the ghetto, it doesn't matter. You can work your way out of poverty, put your kids in a better school, be the parent you never had, save enough money, drive a better car, live in a better house, live a better life. You can do that. Why is it you think that people come to this country with nothing? Don't even speak the language, some of them. Well, I had 43 members of my family. I can tell you about it. Right? I went from my bedroom in 1976 to the living room floor, back to my bedroom, eventually to the garage. In the eighth grade, the garage became my bedroom with a piece of carpet on the floor. No air conditioning, no heat. The summers were worse than the winters as far as extreme. But families came and went. And my dad brought him from the Middle East in the middle of a civil war. That man is a hero, beyond a hero to me. Still alive. He's a good human being. Flawed, like all of us, of course. But amazing. Changed the lives of generations of people. Absolutely. Some of those folks that came to this country didn't speak a lick of English. Because this was, you know, in the 70s in the villages. There wasn't TV or internet. And it worked. Their conversation was, you mean to tell me I can work nonstop? Nobody's going to tell me what to do? Yep. Well, I'm going to tell you how some of them fared in this discriminatory, racist America. Let's just see what happened when we come back. Hey, this is The Real Cy with Joe Messina. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Arif Halaby, your guest host. 855-REAL-JOE, 732-5563. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Check us out at the website, TheRealSide.com. TheRealSide.com. Hey, follow us on Twitter and, listen, friend us on Facebook. You get a chance to learn about ideas and conversations that you're not going to hear about in a lot of places. And this is strange because, in my opinion, the United States of America was set up for those that want to succeed and to succeed. Right. I told you about 43 members of our family coming and going, and so when the left makes up this story about it's this wealth, it's this income inequality, because if they think that if they throw the word inequality, that you all are going to be with your pitchforks and, yeah, it's just not fair. I told my kids growing up, the F word in our family was the word fair. Because if you want tyranny, if you want a dictator, if you want somebody else telling you what to do, drop the word fair in there. Because it's so subjective, anybody can decide what, quote, fair means. Instead of the right or wrong, is it right or is it wrong? And then what barometer do you use? The Constitution, the Bible, the Torah, the Koran? Tell me where right and wrong is. Then I'm good with that. But if you say the word fair, it's like a moving target, like trying to pin the tail on the jello. It just doesn't work. Out it falls. Right, try that. Because the word fair is an F word. It's a bad word. Because what it does is it gives somebody else the right to take your stuff just because. Listen, for those of my friends in college, if you think that socialism is so great, I want you to work your tail off, let your friends party all weekend, and then you split your grade with them. Right? They show up to the test on Monday, they get, I don't know, a 60%. That's just kind of barely like trying. And you worked your tail off and you got a 90. You studied all weekend. You didn't go to that party. You didn't go to the beach. You earned a 90. And they go, oh, well, listen, that's not fair. We're going to take some from you. We're going to drop you down to a C+. We're going to bring them up to a C+. So you each get 75%. And now that's fair. You say, but no, I worked harder. Well, yes, but I know, but you don't understand. His parents divorced. He couldn't afford tutoring. He has to work 3 jobs. I know, but didn't you say that he just partied all weekend? Yeah, but he has to work 2 jobs. And your income is not equal. His mom and dad make less than your mom and dad. I know, professor, but I studied all weekend. And he didn't. You're a racist. You're a racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, whatever they are and you're not, that's what you are. Right? If they're a girl and you're a guy, you must be sexist. Do you not see the insanity of this fair thing? Young people, don't let these crazy left-wing... They're not liberal. Liberal says free speech. Left wing says I can't let you talk because you have hate speech. You realize there's no such thing as hate speech? Do you understand that doesn't exist? Because who gets to decide? It's just like if I offend you, but I don't offend the person next to you, whose problem is it? It's your problem. Don't be my friend. Don't hang around with me. Don't buy my product. Don't eat my food. Don't listen to me. Don't shop. Whatever. Say, I don't like that person, I'm out of here. I respect that all day long. And if enough people don't like me, then maybe I'll change. But for you to think that, oh, because you disagree with me, you get to take my career from me. You get to make sure my children don't go to university because now I can't afford it because I don't have a job. Or you get to interrupt my dinner, so you get to sit at my, because you disagree with me. You get to scream and yell at when I'm having dinner with my wife. Because you think it's fair. Listen, you want to be owned and manipulated? It's called the income inequality game. That's the next game they're playing. How about get up off your butt inequality? How about inequality of work hard? How about inequality of, we're just not the party. We have party inequality. That's what I think. Party inequality. You got to party 3 times. I got to party once. That's not fair. You owe me 2 parties. I want 2 parties and some of your money. I think you should just have that conversation with college students who are running around thinking income inequality. Listen, if you think you're going to get a job making the same money in your career as somebody who has another career, you're crazy. Why would anybody spend 15 years becoming a physician? Right? Well, hopefully because at the end of the story, they're going to make more money. Hopefully because at the end of the story, they could have a better life and save. Meanwhile, you're working or you went to school for humanities of something or other. And that's nice. But listen, it's a dime a dozen. That means for every dozen, every 12, I'm going to help y'all. For every 12 of you, it costs a dime, 10 cents. It's called a dime a dozen. There's too many of you. How many brain surgeons are there? Ooh, not very many. Not very many. Is that fair? That guy gets to save my life and you get to contemplate the idea of how 1930s women changed the course of, I don't care, whatever. Women's rights, the suffrage movement of... That's wonderful, man. I love that. I love that thought process. And we get in there and we discuss it and we debate. But you're not doing brain surgery. It's much easier to do what you do. It might take you 2 years or 5 years, but not 15. So I think the brain surgeon should make more money. Or if I invented something, yeah, but nobody wants to buy it. It's worthless. It's nice, but nobody wants to buy it. How about the get up off your fanny and work equality, right? Americans do something a little bit different. You can have a disability. You can work your tail off. Listen, there's a gentleman by the name of Reed. What does he do? Gets up off his fanny and goes to work. Does he have a challenge? Yes. Yes. So what? I mean, listen, I feel bad for you. And so what? You have to eat dinner. We don't run around feeling sorry for ourselves. You guys, I had a lady in my office the other day. She doesn't have a left arm. I said, oh, when that? She said, I was 19. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, I was 19. She's 74 years old. So she said, yeah, so I ended up working for a company that makes prosthetics, and I helped develop them, and I helped create better ones. And did you know, oh, my word, what happened? A thing called Vietnam. People had limbs missing. Iraq War. People had Afghanistan. People, what did she do? She took a crummy part of her life that happened in an industrial accident at work and turned it into something that helped change American heroes' lives. Reed is going to do the same thing. I know it. And you can too. We'll be right back, folks. We're going to learn about the Indian caste system. Oh my gosh, grab your popcorn. Going to learn why America is one of the most amazing countries in the world. Probably the best. I don't know. I'm a little bit biased. Hey, this is Joe Messina's Real Side. I'm not him. I'm Arif. Arif Halaby. On the Real Side, Joe Messina. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian crossed through the northern Caribbean, sparing the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. The power authority in Puerto Rico reports they didn't lose power during the storm. The storm is moving toward the southeastern U.S., Forecasters anticipate it will turn and hit Florida in the next few days. Richard Pasch with the National Hurricane Center says high winds could cause widespread damage.
It's headed northwest right now, which is not toward the Florida Peninsula, but we anticipate that it's going to turn to the west-northwest, which would then have it heading toward the Florida Peninsula.
Florida's governor has already declared a state of emergency. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is the sixth Democrat to leave the 2020 presidential race. She made her announcement with a video on Twitter. She says she'll soon announce an endorsement of another Democratic candidate. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Welcome back to the show, The Real Side. Hey, folks, I want you to go to the Real Side app, The Real Side with Joe Messina. You can download it on your Apple devices. Take a look. Poke around. It's a way to pick up the show no matter where you are. Download some of the previous shows. Listen to the check out the recent posts. See what's happening when it comes to The Real Side and Joe Messina and some of the conversations that are happening right here, right now on the web. We're talking about America. Why is it still the best hope? Why is it literally, guys, when we're talking about this, why is it, I think, the only place that you can find in America, in the world, where you have a chance of success without being born into that family? When my family came here from Lebanon, they, you know, liquor stores and dry cleaners and nail salons and donut shops, right? These people come, they sleep in the back of them. They work hard. There's no such thing as Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, double time, time and a half, holiday time. They just said, wait a second. Do you mean to tell me that I can work two jobs and nobody's going to stop me? Yep. You mean to tell me that I can work four jobs and they're going to pay me? Yep. You mean I can work 20 hours, that you can work as much as you want, work three jobs? Nobody says anything. What? Yes. And then people are surprised in 5 years. They're the manager, in 10 years, they're the owner, and in 20 years, they're a millionaire. And you say, wow, well, no, they just worked hard. Now, not all of them, right? You all have a choice to work hard or not. But it isn't just work hard. The guy who mows the lawn works hard. I did that job for many years. I was a landscaping guy, which meant I was the youngest one, so I just carried all the heavy stuff and did most of the work. I did that. 15, 16, 17 years old. It was my job. I worked hard, but the value wasn't there. Don't confuse work hard with the value. Anybody could do it. With 10 minutes of lesson, you learned how to use the lawnmower. With an hour worth of lesson, you could have learned everything. The blower, the lawnmower, the edger, how to load the truck the right way, where you should put the trash bags, whatever it was, it wasn't difficult. So don't think, oh, well, my mom works three jobs. That's fine, but there's no value there. I mean, not for her as a person. Wonderful human being. Godly woman, I'm sure, I hope. Works hard for you. Cares for you. But she's not changing the world. She's changing beds. Or bedpans. Right, so there's a difference. That is hard work. It's difficult work, even. But if anybody else can do it with an hour or half an hour or 2 hours worth of lessons, it just isn't valuable. I'm sorry, listen. Oh, my gosh, Eric, you are economicist racist. Listen, somebody better be telling you the truth. Because, surprise, you are in this big bad world. And China and Australia and Korea, both North and South, and Russia and England, they're all playing this game. You can be coddled and cry in the corner, right? There was universities that canceled classes after President Trump was elected. If I was a foreign power wanting to take over the United States, I would wait till the next election when President Trump wins again, and I would come in the next day. Because all of you guys are going to be sitting there rocking in a corner and going, oh my gosh, a hangnail. I didn't get my way. Let me stomp my foot and kick. All right? How about you just get up off your fanny and you work? And here's the financial guy in me. Ready? You spend less than you make. But if we only met, then you work three jobs. I did. I used to sleep in my car. Not because I didn't have a house, but because I had to work three jobs. Because when my dad lost his job, who was going to help him? You? He told me, listen, never, not once, never take money from the government for just existing. Because here's the problem, you guys. If they give you something for existing, they will take something away from you for existing. You understand that? I breathe, Arif. I'm this race. I'm this color. I'm this age. I'm this economic. If you're going to give me something for being that, you can take money away from me for being that. Don't hate me for something I can't control. Don't like me for something I can't control, called my race or my sex. Don't think I'm better because I'm a different race. Or worse, because I'm a different race. Why? Because I can't control that. God decided that. You want to get into an argument with him, give yourself another 60, 70, 80 years. Okay, you can have that conversation face to face, maybe. If you're lucky. Some of you might not. Here's what you can disagree with me. Here's where you can fight me. Here's where you can say I'm a bad guy. What do I do to small children? What do I do to puppy dogs? What do I do to kitty cats? I don't know. What do I do to people that need help? How did I choose to spend my money? Am I a good guy with my money, or am I an Epstein with my money? Right? That, now you can say, aha, his choices made him a better person. His choices made him a worse person. Not he's black or white or Asian or tall or skinny or gay or straight. Who cares? Don't hate me for things I can't control. It's not my job, and God bless you, it's not yours either. But what is it? It's our opportunity to be something, believe it or not, surprise, anything you want. Is that a shock? I mean, should we all sit here and go, oh, wait, what, who, hell? Because if you're going to sit around and complain, listen, I love you all, but you want a chance to win? That's called the United States of America. If you can't win here, in today's world where information comes to you, right? How do I learn to become an engineer? Bup, 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 blink, 1.2 million search results. How do I learn to become an architect? Bup, beep, beep, beep. I wanted to become an architect. Nobody at my school in a lower middle class part of Los Angeles, and I use lower middle class generously, nobody in my school had any idea how to become an architect. It's really, honestly, that's what I wanted to do. I said, how about that? I better figure something else out. So the point is, give today's young people have a chance to become anything because that's the opportunity. And they don't ever know what it was like back in our day, kid. You don't know what it's like to sleep in your car and swim upstream both ways. Okay. But somebody somewhere in your family gave up something. Right? When I talk to young people, I say, guys, somebody in your generation, maybe not last generation, maybe 10, I don't know, 20 years ago, 20 generations ago, somebody somewhere slept in the floor. They swept. They worked hard. They studied late. They worked two jobs. They didn't eat because they couldn't afford. Somebody somewhere did that so that you, somebody they may never meet, because some of you don't even know who paid that price. For somebody, you, they would never meet for a chance to succeed. Now you got to look in the mirror and go, huh, if that's the case, it isn't just me wanting to win or succeed. And I don't care what you do it with honor. I don't care what you do, spend less money than you make. I don't care what you do, treat everybody, regardless of their economic, with decency and integrity. I don't care what you do for a living. But if you ever think that you and I are supposed to make the same amount of money, surprise, no. Because maybe you are going to save lives. Maybe you are going to create a gadget. Like, I think the guys who created the internet, they should probably be billionaires. And most of them are. I think that simply because, here's the world, ready? They made the world a better place. Because you notice the internet did not come from any other country or any other civilization. Electricity, the automobile, solar panels. They came from Western civilization, Western culture. Listen, there's some amazing things that happen in Eastern cultures. It just didn't happen to be the things that matter right now. So you can't say they're, quote, equal in their impact on humanity. Some are better from the East. Some are better from the West. But you do have to understand that it doesn't mean everybody from that culture is good or everybody is bad. You're back to being a racist. Something that I couldn't control. I couldn't control being born in this country. Nope, not me. Neither could you, by the way, if you're born here. You couldn't control that you were born south of the border. East, west, north, it doesn't matter. But what you can control is what you do. That's the change, guys. We're going to come back and we're going to wrap up this show. I want you to stay with me. The Joe Messina Show on The Real Side. I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe. He'll be back tomorrow. We'll hope you give him the best. He's under the weather. But this is 855-REAL-JOE. I want you to reach out to me, 855-REAL-JOE. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Hey guys, thanks for staying with me. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Eric Howdy. Talking about your family's life, the structure, the organization, where you're supposed to be. Hey, don't you start thinking you're going to be something you're not meant to be. Don't think outside of your system. It's called a caste system. Have you ever thought of that? Have you heard of that? Do you know it, quote, doesn't exist anymore? It's been outlawed in India, except it still exists. Supposedly, it's been outlawed. But it's this example of, really what's called a caste system, where you don't marry outside of your economic structure. You don't date. You don't work outside of these. If you are within this realm, so to speak, if you are within this economic structure, then you do not work in these types of jobs. Don't expect to go to become a physician. I don't care how smart you are. Right? Don't expect to go out and become anything other than, what you're supposed to do. Remember, things you can't control. You can't control being born into this family. God decided that. And yet in India and other places around the world, like the Middle East, I mean, you understand, in Saudi Arabia, there are the Saudis. In Dubai, there are the Dubai, whatever they're called. Right. And end, and then there's the workers. There's all of you others from Sri Lanka, from Singapore, from India, from Pakistan. And you're over there in that corner, and you don't date. You don't eat at those restaurants. You don't go in those doors. You go in a different door. Because what's going to happen if you teach your kids that it is about who they are? Surprise, when they inherit your money, they will not keep your money. They will spend it because they think they are entitled. Why? Well, because that's what they were born and it's that way. And why do you think most businesses, family businesses, don't last past two generations? Why do you think it's wealth that you worked hard to accumulate and your kids pick it up where you left off, but they don't have the depth of experience or wisdom that you gained to get to that point? So what do? They blow it. They lose it. Unless they've been taught and understand to surround themselves with good people. Right? There's a reason that if you're a small business owner, I'm going to give you some numbers here. Remember the drink called Snapple? Great drink. I don't know. I don't drink it often, but it does exist. Good stuff. Guys come along. They create this thing called Snapple. They take it to, I think it was $10 million, and they sell it. Amazing. Wow. They make $10 million. It's four people, I think, something like that. Create a distribution system. Get it out. Create the recipes, however many formulas and flavors. Great. Somebody comes along and takes it from $10 million, sells it, I think, for $100 million. Wow. It was only 4 years, and they went from 10 to 100. Now, that group that sold it for 100, or that I should say, that sold it for 100, would never be able to take a business from 0 to 10 million. They don't know how to do it. They know how to take a business from 10 million to 100 million, but they do not know how to build it from scratch. Except, are you ready for this? The guys that bought it for $100 million, turned around and sold it for $400 million a few years later. Because if you go through your mind and you say, well, that's inequality. No. Those folks turned around and said this. All you do is sit around and think for just a moment. What are you good at? What are you good at? There's a saying in the United States, it's called the Jack of all trades. Probably came from Britain just because Jack is a British name, I don't know. Jack of all trades, master of none. Jack of all trades, master of none. Do you understand there's a reason that people are experts? Who gets paid more money, experts or generalists? Who has more prestige? Somebody who can do a little bit of everything? Pretty good, so-so. Or a specialist? I need you to be great at something. And in the United States, you can do that. You can be great at something. When people live a life and they run around and they pretend, that's why the video game or these game worlds, you don't understand. When you have a pretty crummy life, you have to have something in your life that is exciting and interesting. And as a man, you have to feel, I'm just going to tell you, we have to feel like we're a hero somewhere. We have to feel like we're awesome. We have to have a moment that we are cool. We're respected by our children or our spouse. As a man, we have to. It's why we like watching action movies where the bad guy's getting beat up and then he comes around and he wins Rocky III. Yay! Right? It's the reason that we watch military movies because, we might be a little overweight or have a shoulder or a knee that doesn't work just right. But man, oh man, I could see myself, except for those things, I am that hero. I'm rescuing people and saving the world and shooting the bad guys and whatever we do. Because you have such a, excuse my French here, you have such a crummy life. Because you don't have to actually do. You can pretend to do. You can feel like it instead of be like it. Well, in the United States, enough of the pretend. How about you just do? Because you can be better. This is the place. You guys, it doesn't get better than this. I don't know what you're waiting for. I guess you can hold your breath and think something else is going to come around the corner or not. It doesn't get better than this. Today, this moment in time, we are living in an opportunity where for free at a public library or a coffee shop, you can sit there and type in your free Obama phone, right? They gave away all these millions of Obama phones out there. You get them for free. Just go to, we see them at the gas station, little tent, pop-up tent, get your free phone. Give me my free phone. Get my free internet. How do I learn to start a business? Backup space, business, right? Because you spelt it wrong, because you got big thumbs like me. How do I learn to invest and send? Research, write down paper, right? Spell things. And you figure it out. Because in today's world, if you don't figure it out, what do you get? You're just gonna get what you get. I don't mean to be rude, but if you're not changing other people's lives for the good, I don't know why we should be paying you a lot more money. I don't know why you should be living in the fancy house on the hill or driving the fancy car. I mean, I guess you can, because some of you are going to inherit it. But if you don't understand what other people did to gain the wealth and accumulate, then why are you in the United States? Why are you taking a space here in this country? I mean, listen, I don't want you to leave. I love you. Don't leave. But you realize other people would take advantage of this situation and say, wait a sec. I'm here in this country. You mean to me, you're going to actually give me a chance to succeed? You mean I can actually go to a community college? I can work part-time at the school. I can work another job. I can get enough college credits. I can go to a four-year college. It's not the biggest, baddest, craziest, most amazing in the world. Nope, it doesn't matter. But what I am going to do is work hard and I'm going to learn. Start an online school. Go to an online school. I don't know. But nobody can keep it from you. Is that not incredible? And by the way, if you say yes, amen, Eric, that's a conservative value. Not today's left-wing values, not the progressive values that think Medicare for all. Do you have any idea how messed up and corrupt the government is? Puerto Rico cannot run an electric grid. I mean, do you understand they're all Democrats there? Sorry, they are. Detroit, Democrats. San Francisco, Democrats. Los Angeles, Democrats. New York, Democrats. Wait a second. Arif, Louisiana, New Orleans, Democrats. Wait, you're telling me that every messed up city where there's homeless people and drug addiction and people going to the restroom in the middle of the streets, you mean to tell me those are all Democrat owned? Sorry, I don't know. Don't trust me. You got that free Google thing? Go check it out. If you got a Google, look, you'll find it. Who is the party of power in messed up Flint, Michigan? With Flint, Michigan, M-I-C, yeah, with the bad water. Who is the, Democrats. For how many, that's got to be new, right? It had to be Republicans. Nope, you mean for 50 years? How long? Wait a second. I voted for clean water. I voted for... No, you voted to tax money to send it over to the bad guys so that they'd have more money to spend. And by the way, it's not for you. If you think giving more money to a messed up system is the answer, surprise, it is not. I don't mean they're bad people. I just mean they do bad things. God gets to decide their heart, not me. But what I don't want you to do is to be somebody who wastes this opportunity called the United States of America. There will be people that waste it. Don't be one of them. There will be people that say, hey, listen, I'm okay with what I'm making. God bless you. You know what? We need people in every sector of society. And it doesn't mean you can't be financially successful. Why? Very simply, guys, just spend less money than you make. Save it and learn. And it might take you 10 years instead of 5 or 20 years instead of 15. But so what? At the end of the story, your family is better. And it's only because somebody took a chance somewhere and they slept on the floor for you. Thanks for staying with me, guys. Hey, thanks for Joe Messina giving me a chance to host a show, The Real Side. I'm Arif Halaby. Get on the website, guys. Download the app. Android, Apple, iPhone. Give us a call next time at 855-REAL-JOE. It's The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Arif Halaby, your guest host. Make it a wonderful day.